People in the small town of Katyville, New York, were ordered to stay in their homes today as police went door to door. They're still looking for the two convicted murderers who escaped from a maximum security prison almost a week ago. More than 500 state and federal investigators have been scouring the rugged and remote terrain in that area just south of the U.S.-Canada border. It's taking a huge amount of manpower and coordination, and as North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports, searchers are also hoping for a little bit of luck.
I'm looking at an incredibly detailed topographic map of northern New York, Clinton and Essex County, where this search is underway. And when you look at the detail here, you realize just how difficult this search will be. Incredibly remote communities scattered among mountain valleys, huge expanses of empty forest, old farm meadows, and swampland.
We're covering a very large expanse of area. It's a lot of low-lying brush. There's a lot of wooded areas. There's a lot of abandoned outbuildings.
That's Captain John Tibbetts, one of the men leading the search near the town of Willsboro, New York. From this dirt road through the foothills of the Adirondack Mountains, I can see dozens of men and women in body armor moving almost shoulder to shoulder across a field. A helicopter prowls overhead. Here's how this search is working. State police or other agencies receive a tip, and if the information seems remotely credible, teams swarm in.
Anytime we get a lead of this nature, where there's a potential sighting, we're going to run it into the ground.
For security reasons, state police won't let me join an actual grid search. So what I've done is come a short distance away to a section of farm field and forest along this railroad track that they've been scouring. Now, what's amazing, standing right here, these men could be hiding 10 feet away, and I would never see them. The foliage is that dense. The only solution, state police say, is to go over this terrain almost inch by inch.
To date, we've received more than 500 leads.
Joseph D'Amico is head of New York State Police. He's the man coordinating this entire effort. He's acknowledged that with such a vast area to cover and so many tips coming in, his officers are playing whack-a-mole. Captain Tibbetts says if local residents are weary of all the tension and waiting, it's also tough for the hundreds of officers out in the field.
After 3 or 4 days of doing this, they're hurting. You know, we suffer dehydration. You know, guys get hungry. It's an area where there's a lot of ticks, a lot of insect activity.
No one will say yet how much all this is costing or what will happen if the two inmates aren't found in the next couple of days. After nearly a week, this search is still basically a needle in a haystack situation. Only in this case, the needle, those two escaped murderers, they're trying their hardest to avoid being found. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in northern New York.